Sky 99.5 FM.
Just about 7 minutes after the hour of six. Welcome to it. It's your voice, The Christian Perspective. Good morning, Lady College in your company. On this beautiful, beautiful Monday. Monday the 30th of November. Christians, speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for The Christian Perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian Perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Let me say good morning to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, all my bus drivers, truck drivers, all those of you in your private cars, all those of you in water taxi heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prison, security guard, customs, immigration. Boy, do you guys have a task. And licensing officers, good morning to you. What a task. What a task do they have. I tell you, really, really good morning going out to all those of you. And your verse for today is taken from 2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3, verse 10 to 11. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in a holy conversation and godliness? Let me read that again. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. With fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Again, that's taken from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. And of course, our topic this morning, let me launch the topic right away. All right. So we're wearing our political hats this morning. And we're talking about competency during COVID. Who is the better choice to manage the country? Or who should be, or who would have been, that is what I should say, who would have been the better choice to manage this country during COVID-19 and the pandemic, and tell me why. Should it have been Dr. Rowley? Well, it's Dr. Rowley right now. Or maybe Kamala Prasad Bisesa, or maybe another party. You could name your choice. Yes, that's the topic this morning, guys. It's like, what? Monday morning? Hello. Yes, we're talking about that today. You know, a lot of people, let me tell you why the topic is the way it is today. Because a lot of people, I've been on the ground for quite some time, and a lot of persons have been complaining that the government has not been doing enough in terms of compensation for those persons that have lost their jobs. I mean, it's almost to the end of the year. You know, there are a lot of things that have been just not going right. And do you think the opposition would have done a better job? That's what I want to find out. You know, who would have been a better choice? Or maybe another party. Maybe you, if there's another party that you think may have done a better job, let me know that as well. Are you pleased with the present administration and how they've handled it thus far? COVID-19. Tell me why. Tell me what you have liked that this administration that would have done. Regarding the laws that have been implemented. Maybe also you may disagree with some of the laws that may have implemented. You can, of course, voice that as well. Your voice matters. It's your voice, a Christian perspective. So we're going to keep it as cute and as respectful as possible this morning, all right? 625-2759 and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. I just want to send some love going out to all my Sky family. Good morning to you, those of you on the text board. Good morning to you, Andrea. Good morning to you, Jean and Jeanette. Shireen in Londonville, good morning. Adrian Acosta. Good morning to you. Word for today. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, thanking you for answering my prayers and performing miracles in my life every day. Just the fact that I woke up this morning and can take a breath is a gift from you. Help me to never take my health and loved ones for granted. Help me to always stand in faith and keep my focus on you when unexpected circumstances arise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember, guys, if nobody else loves you, Jesus does. Trust God in the good times and in the bad. He is always good and all the time. Morning to you, Uncle Val. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the of the sun he loves. Good morning to you, Brent in New Grand. Morning to you, Stacy in Sugar Hill. Good morning, sunshine. Have a great day as well. Morning to you, Donna in Kelly Village. Morning. All right, so yeah, today we're talking about that. Let's talk about that. Who would have been the better party or better government to manage the country during the COVID-19 pandemic and why? Tell us some of the things that you like that this present administration would have put in place and some of the things you don't like. Yeah. Come on. Let's hear it. That's what
we take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
All right, and yeah, guys. So, our little project, and let me just mention that it's not being handled by Julie. It's not being handled by Julie or Mr. Alexander. It's being handled by Innocence. Pastor Muhammad has been quite overwhelmed within the last couple of weeks with the passing of her her stepfather. So, you know, we're just going to keep her in prayer. Pastor Muhammad, thank you so much for coming through on Saturday. And thank you so much for your help thus far. As we continue, as we wind down the new year, here are things that we want to put into place. One of the things that we're doing also is that we're trying to get hampers together. A couple of people have already come forward. Thank you so much, Marcia and Judy in Gasparilla, guys. Nice to be. Good morning to you, darling. Morning to you, Miss Archibald, Miss Allen. Good morning, my darling. So nice hearing from you on Saturday. Love. I just love hearing from Miss Allen, you know. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, Carissa.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I am mighty fine.
I know that you're mighty fine.
With God and blessed is his holy name. How do you do?
I am blessed.
Praise be to God. And a very good morning and greetings as well to all the brothers and the sisters of the Sky family.
Mm-hmm.
To Jean and Jeanette. And also to their families. My family, your family. May God bless us all. Now for your question. All things considered, in the present circumstances that the government has been confronted by, I do not think any other party could have done or could do better than they. I think they have done and are doing remarkably well. Thank you. You have a very pleasant and fulfilled day.
Blessings.
And as always, I'm with you throughout your show.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Karen. How are you this morning?
I am blessed. And how are you?
I'm blessed also. It's raining about me this morning.
Yes, it did. It was. And when I left home, it was pretty wet.
Yes, it was drizzling heavily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's drizzling heavily. Mm-hmm. Drizzling heavily.
Yeah, I want to say good morning to the beautiful Sky family.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to Anne from the hospital, Anne and her son from over, Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel, Veronica from Yarrow, Erin Utrecht from Library, and all the silent listeners, Yvonne from Trinity, all those listening geniuses. And Carla, so many people is children to 99.5, you would not believe it. Everybody celebrates the CMN Jesus in the morning. I must call them, but I can't call everybody. So I say good morning to Trinidad Tobago on our home. And to our special friend, Mr. Santa Cruz, good morning to him this morning. And also I want to send a special good morning to Mr. Dick. I said, maybe it's right, Mark. And to me, always tune in to 99.5. So, good morning to Michelle and Brother Dick. A pleasant morning to each and every one of them. And Carla, you do resume safely to your family.
Thank you.
And hold on, Jesus is right here. Good morning to the beautiful woman in Patterson.
Good morning.
Someone as wonderful as ever.
Thank you. God bless you.
And you get a good rest. Again, yes, you know, the beauty in your voice and money more.
More or less.
So I say, I want to say good morning to all the Sky family. Gina already called up all the names, so I wouldn't go there. Everybody's in the Sky family, so good morning to each and every one of them. Just one person I want to call is Sister Ella, a new lady on board. I tell you, tune in on your station. So I'll put she on board.
Nice.
So this morning, so she's listening. I want to say good morning to her this morning and to all the Lavender SDA Church, the Maranatha SDA Church. I want to say good morning to each and everyone. Carla, you show safely by the grace of God and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow, please, God, by the grace of God.
Thank you.
Hold on, Jim, to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Carla, which part is taking your hand for many people?
Which part, as in what location to drop it off?
Yeah.
Oh, drop it off at the studio.
At the studio?
Yeah.
All right, then, because I have something here for your hamper, too. So, when is this closing time? When is it closing?
We're closing off on the 13th of December.
All right, then. Thank you so very much. I'll definitely drop off something for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You enjoy your
garden. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sky 99.5 FM.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the program. Hey. 23 minutes after the hour, made at 24 minutes after the hour 6. Morning to you, Carol 3. Good morning. A blessed morning, Carla G. And to the Sky listeners globally, be reminded and encouraged by the Word of God. This is taken from Proverbs 30 and verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is shield under them that put their trust in him. For the word became flesh, that through him you would be saved. Meditate on the word day and night, that your steps may be guided and you may walk in righteousness. Have a Holy Spirit filled day ahead. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to my last man. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Thank God for life and blessing. Just make me fall. Just want to say in the birthday greeting to the Spice Man this morning.
Spice Man?
Yes, Rima.
Nice man.
The chef, you know, Rima?
Yes.
Yes, I think today is his birthday. I stand corrected. Come on.
Well,
but birthday greeting to him this morning.
Nice.
May the good Lord bless and keep you. You'll be covered with the shadows and under his wings. I'm taking a quick run. I'm going up and check that Instagram. I had my sister there this morning.
All right, my darling. Pinky Pinks.
So I want to hear you all. You will have a blessed, wonderful, and peaceful day. Good morning to all of the Sky family. Love all each and every one of you. The announcers, everybody.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, so today we're talking about who would have been the better choice, Mr. Santa Cruz says. Undoubtedly, given the current circumstances, the present administration could not have done it better. Do you agree? If you don't agree, name a couple things that you think that the present administration could have done differently. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Carla.
Morning, how are you?
If you know how much I'm an advisor, the thoughts for today, 2 Peter 2:10. The day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. What holy conversation? Believe you me, I know we have a very strong, powerful Sky family, you know, and I know that they're taking this thoughts for today very serious. The day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Believe me, for the entire year, we almost enter the final year of the final month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you me, this particular year is a year that will never be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So let us be very, very, very sure. Take this thing, the day of the Lord coming to me. No, will not be put in his appearance. So let us think very, very sure to take this thought for the day. Very, very serious, very strong language, you know. The day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. The paternity element shall bend with fervent heat. Okay, so Carla, have a nice day, and I hope that the Sky family is taking this thought for the day very, very serious.
All right. You know, sometimes we just have to take self-care. And Carla blessed me up with nice little full body massage at the spa. Let me say good morning going out to Natalie from Therapeutic Hands. Natalie, guys, has some awesome treatments. She has something called a sculpting treatment. That's for persons that want to get rid of the tummy. It's called an ultrasonic cavitation. It drains and shrinks fat. Yeah, I am very... But she says I have to lose a little more weight, you know. But the massage, guys. Ooh, if you love yourself, check Natalie. I'm telling you. Yeah, if you love yourself, check her out. She's got manicures, pedicures, facial, but not she says she doesn't have the strawberry facials, guys. She has the kind of facials. And if you want to get rid of those frown lines, those wrinkles, she has the right facials and the right products to add to that. So I had a beautiful Sunday. My Sunday was, you know, you guys, I don't really cook on a Sunday. Chef Tan does that. The chef, you know, he handled the kitchen. We did the cleaning and the laundry for the weekend. And, you know, my weekend was good. I had a good rest on Saturday. Came out on Saturday evening. Sunday was cleaning and massage. That was my weekend. Had a great time. Of course, I attended church via online. I did not go physically. Thank God for online services. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock in the morning, we were in church. What was your weekend like? Send me a text at 333-9950. But of course, you're calling us this morning and we're talking about competency during COVID. Who was or who is the better choice to manage the country during this time, this pandemic, and why? Is it Dr. Rowley? Is it Mrs. Passard Bisessa? Let me know. Where are all my fire starters this morning? Morning to you, Cheryl and Diggle Martin. Morning to you, Chief Superman Richard. Good morning. All my fire starters. Mr. Cooper. Those are my fire starters, yes. Suzanne, of course, Suzanne and Diggle Martin is one as well. Yeah, guys. So who would have been the better government to govern during this time of COVID? If you are pleased with the present administration, you know, you of course can give them their praises. But if there are some things you think they could have done differently, let me know as well. Your Voice of Christian Perspective. Yeah, hello, good morning.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello.
good morning. This is Superman Richard.
How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I don't have one eye point, but I have one thing that I want to say.
Yeah.
Firstly, I know that the opposition, UNC, they were not in charge. So we don't really know to the full extent what their capabilities would have been.
Yeah.
But I do know that they shared the same sentiment as many of the right-thinking citizens in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we wanted on our citizens that we thought would have been the right thing to do, like, for example, right, they share the same sentiment as this border thing of losing control of the Venezuela.
Yeah.
And if it is the Biden administration has taken control of that when the big issue hit with Venezuela and could be possibly bringing in this poverty,
mm-hmm.
if they had taken control of that, I surely wonder.
Would not have had a second wave.
Yeah, would not have a second wave, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's being controlled that extent so far, and we really appreciate that, but I really don't know what the UNC would have done. I can't say if they would have done anything better. But I tell you one thing for sure. Right? I'm sure we will not be lied to. Hear why I say that. Because plenty of people who work in the hospital and things, they keep saying that there are plenty of records concerning COVID being covered up. You know, like plenty of things being hidden.
Wow.
And I know that if Mr. Rowley was in the opposition, UNC could have never hide nothing. We would have been getting it through the right truth. So, am I smiling? But I don't have all the points as yet, but I might call back later on.
Alrighty. Thank you so much, Richard. Bye-bye. Love hearing from Richard, guys. Love it. Always puts a smile on my face. 34 minutes after the hour of 6, he makes his point and he makes it so lovingly. But he has a point. He can't say what they would have done because they weren't in power. But he did indicate that a lot of the quote-unquote right-thinking citizens, the opposition has stand, they stood in agreement. Some of the key points. Mm-hmm. 6252759. Who would have been the better party to run the country during COVID-19? Who do you think? Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning, Carla.
Morning, my fire starter.
Yeah, this is your friend, Mr. Coover.
Mm-hmm.
But that question was adequately answered by the caller before me. The fact is that we can't say it's a difficult situation because there's only one party in power.
True.
We didn't have an opportunity to see the UNC and what they would have done or what they would have achieved.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, from my opinion, the government has done magnificently well so far.
Mm-hmm.
The way they disperse funds and so on, everybody could, there must be hiccups, you know, because it is a large number of persons to be paid. And bearing in mind the accounting system, the situation regarding money and the way it's done, the disbursement of funds from the Ministry of Finance to other ministries and so on, it would be a bit tedious. But they have done well so far in paying persons, the vulnerable groups in the society, pensioners, old age pensioners, NIS and so on, as the case may be. The point is that but certain persons, certain elements in the society have continued to flout the COVID regulations and instructions, particularly those persons in Tobago who called up a party down at Crown Point where they know it should not have been done this way.
Hmm.
These are persons who have been irresponsible, and they must pull up their socks or face the consequences. I think the government has been very lenient so far in the meeting out of the law and the consequences of the law in the circumstances that prevail. Now, we cannot, and I'm saying it, I have seen arguments by the Rum Shop Owners Association. Alcohol reduces it reduces responsibility in persons. When you drink alcohol, you tend to be lax. There's a laxity in your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Why open rum shops? These are some of the situations that people are not understanding that it cannot be that way. Mm. And I heard a gentleman on the radio sometime over the weekend speaking about the influx and the swelling of the crowd down at Icacos, the Venezuelan persons.
Yeah.
And these persons they're being kept in Icacos on our soil in conditions which are consistent with the spread of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The point is they're en masse in numbers, no physical distancing, mm-hmm. and he, in my opinion, is touting for them to be accommodated in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
On what status?
Wow.
Illegal immigration.
Refugee status is what is being put out there. The attorney representing those 16, then she's now trying to apply. So a lot of them may go that particular route of asking for refugee status. But correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Kuva, refugee status only applies if a country is war-torn, not so?
War, famine, and other disastrous consequences.
Okay.
War, famine, escape from bombings and so on.
Would you say that the situation in Venezuela is famine? Is there widespread famine across the country?
No, there's not just an
economic crisis in the country.
It is an economic crisis,
yeah.
And I don't think on the basis of that they should be allowed. The point is, we saw on television this week in Al Jazeera, we saw what a refugee situation is like.
This is
the Tigray province of Ethiopia trying to get into the Sudan.
Right.
You see,
that warrants refugee status.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The point is that the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, he is the man in charge, and he is asking the parties concerned to come to an amicable solution so that the persons will be able to return. But
right.
We have seen the build-up. We've seen what is likely to happen. We've seen children with a sort of wood and so on to have tents constructed. We've seen the tents. We've seen how the people are cooking on the bare ground,
mm-hmm.
and all that. We've seen the situation. I don't believe any of them have any facilities there to take a bath.
Yeah.
And these or sanitary conditions, latrines and so on. And this is the refugee situation. This does not apply to the situation in Venezuela.
Right.
And there are persons, the Mr. Young has risen to the occasion somewhat
mm-hmm.
this week by getting 160 of them out of the country.
Yeah.
But there are persons who are harboring them deliberately and harboring other persons.
Yeah, definitely.
So they have to move more stringent in their action.
Much
I congratulate
more.
Immigration, but they have much more work to do.
A lot of work. Thank you so much, Mr. Kuva. Have a good one. That's a fantastic contribution by Mr. Kuva, a fire starter from the central area. 20 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. All right, good morning, Carla. To tell you the truth, I believe Mrs. Pasabi says I would have done a much better job in line of making sure that that everyone gets their grants and other social stuff, because up to now, people haven't received their own NIS grants, their rental grants, children still struggling to get stuff. Let me just say that this particular issue of the laptops for the children or devices for the children, I have to take issue with that, because there are a lot of children that don't have access to proper working devices, right? And I have to agree, because that would have been put in place a long time. Laptops and stuff would have been given out from the time they said school is going to open, boom bam, by the third, fourth week at least. But school has been open. School is about to close. It's about to close. That's one of the things I actually have to agree with you on. Okay, online schooling and many more. And like, the government just doesn't care. My son is still waiting since April for his NIS. What? He hasn't gotten it yet. You're sure that he submitted it? And no, here's what. He has to go check down at the office to see what's happening, because I let my son do that as well. And yes, I should have told you guys he was able to get his own. I'm still waiting since April. What worked hard and paid in advance, and every day somebody's on the news, either they lost their jobs, their homes, or their kids having nothing to eat because of this corona, and they know very well what's going on because they are on social media every day. And I already knew that this is a worldwide thing. So people, please don't remind me. I must compliment them, the PNM, how they control the country in the beginning for the lockdown. But that's all. All right, so my text today from East Side saying that, you know, she's pleased with the lockdown measures in regards to the social issue, the social aspect of it. Not pleased. Hello, good morning.
What falls everywhere, there will blood to you. What falls everywhere. I'm Sister Jean Mattis Warren Marcus. When they call Dr. Jean Marcus, yes, from La Hokita Rima. Yeah, I want to say I am pleased with the measures that the government take. But I find they handle the first wave better than the second wave. And I want to wish my granddaughter, my biggest granddaughter, a happy belated birthday. She birthday was Friday, gone to Shavana Marcus.
Right.
So I would like her to play a song during the birthday corner for her, please.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Blessings. 6252759. Who would have been the better party? One person has said, a couple people have said, they Mr. Coover said he's pleased with the government. They've done exceptionally well. Mr. Santa Cruz said the very same thing. My texter, however, from the East Side says she does. I know, make out the voice. This is
yeah, he's a busy, real busy man with this COVID business too.
Yeah, yes, yes, go ahead.
And my take on this thing, especially with COVID, it's very hard to judge a government that is not in power with the situation. But so far, the first wave, they did pretty well. But we always have to blame ourselves. All these parties and all these things that they have in, if these things were not there, we may not even reach that height of the thing. But when the police do what they have to do, and they have to say they call the police bad, and it's private property and all that. So Trinidad is a mixed up place. So it's only the grace of God to save us here. And finally, you know, let me tell you, Venezuela people coming here with COVID. I have people, friends who work in a hospital, and they start multiplying like the children of Israel when they were in Egypt. There's a set of babies they're making here, and they're coming in the hospital with this COVID and infecting the nurses and them with this COVID.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Baby. Yeah. 5 minutes after the hour of 7.
Everything is beautiful.
It's your voice, the Christian perspective. Christian speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. And today we're talking about competency during COVID. Who would have been the better choice to manage the country during this COVID-19 pandemic, and why? Do you think the present administration may have faltered in some ways? What were their strengths? What were their weaknesses? Tell us, call us up at 625-2759 and 624-7729. What are some of the things that you believe that they could have done better? Yeah, in review, COVID-19, guys.
Blessed morning, Carla G, and to the rest of the Sky listeners globally. While I commend the government on the way they handled the first wave and how the initiative they've shown in dealing with COVID-19, I must, you know, commend them for, you know, the Al Singh himself, the health minister, for what, you know, he has done and implemented. However, I must comment beyond COVID-19 to look back and see for the past 11 years none of the governments, whether it be Mrs. Prasad Bisesa or Mr. Rowley, has made any income-earning investment to our country. Actually, they have sold everything that is bringing in an income. And if we are spending money and not making money, Kalaji, where does that put us in the very near future? So I must look beyond COVID-19 and again go back to scripture that a nation will only rejoice under the rule or under the guidance of a righteous man.
Wow.
Have a blessed day today and all things revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Good morning. What is this? Well said. Well said. Good morning to you, Denise. Government is both PNM and UNC. If the UNC fighting for these COVID citizens to come in, borders are closed. They're fighting? Really? I don't know if they were fighting.
Hi, Carla. Good morning. This is only the first wave still going on.
No, this is the second wave.
The wave hasn't come as yet.
No, this is the second wave.
The wave coming.
Oh, Lord. Really?
Time. Because the second wave is everybody in the country needs.
No, gentle.
The Prime Minister.
This is the second wave. Because we
that
open back up.
What I would like him to do.
What's that?
Open up the country.
Really?
That is what the Prime Minister needs to do. Open up the country.
Nope.
And yes, if the other opposition was in part in place, half would have done gone. So best thing for me, I can see, best thing open up the country. And with these lawyers and things fighting for these Venezuelans and whatnot.
Yeah.
They're getting a tip of the iceberg, they're getting pay underground. They're getting pay underneath the mat. They need to send these people back. That is the only thing I am very upset with, the Prime Minister, for letting these people come here. He should have never done that. Mm-hmm. Because they're coming in more and more, and everybody bawling about the children, and look at the period they're coming in, and they don't want to send them back on that and all that. No, Carla. When they was coming in, they come with that. Send them back with that.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, back with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, apparently, well, we talk about the COVID already. But quick with the Venezuelan coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two mistakes the Prime Minister of Trinidad made.
Yeah.
By introducing these people that come here as refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, I told them about that. You see that marijuana thing they open up there?
Mm-hmm.
That is the two mistakes they made. And they have to pay dearly for that.
Wow.
Now, the Venezuelan people coming in here, Venezuela have about 35 million people and more.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, all here in here, and let me tell you, Carla G, most of the people coming there is from Tocopita. I went down there several times.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are in a rural area there, and they do a little vegetarian hunting and all kind of thing, and mm-hmm. they're bringing in disease too. Oh God, they are human too. But we have to understand, if a man going, I'm drunk in, and you trying to save him, you should put on your life jacket.
Yeah.
So we didn't put on life jacket and bring in all these people from Trinidad. Right now, in Telia, Trinidad have 1.3 million people die. We have about 1.5 million people.
Because you believe 2 million people?
Every day, right?
Yeah. 2 million.
So it is bad for the country. Mm. And these things right now, they have rights. Because they go into court and court given restriction and notice and things. All these people, let us get order two big boats and drop them back in Venezuela. But the Prime Minister had a deal with Maduro with the oil and the gas field and everything.
Oh, wow.
He was trying to sympathize with them, and it backfired on them. Because right now, Maduro don't know from here from his tail where the new government in America taking over. They don't know what to do. And let me tell you, when your neighbor house on fire went up, if we have to be careful what we do in Venezuela and everything, because we could feel the brunt of it here too.
Yeah.
So before I close, I have to say prayers and all. You could pray all you want to, but God give you wisdom, knowledge.
Thank
and
you.
You can't close your eye and pray. You have to open your eye and pray and watch and pray.
Watch and
so
pray.
What is going on in this country here?
Mm-hmm.
This government, right now, hospitals, they have no food, nothing. And I am a true supporter of PNM from long years, you know. But when something is wrong, it's wrong. Hospitals are going out, all again is some dry bread.
You're not getting no food because of the you're not getting food. Because
I tell you that. I was in hospital and you get some dry bread and a piece of pumpkin. What we come to in Trinidad?
Wow.
But then now, Venezuelans want to come here, make have a set of children, midwifery. They ain't coming. They ain't coming in clothes. They ain't coming up to the nurses and them at the game because I exposing all that taking place in Trinidad. Dr. Rowley, I hope we are hearing.
All righty. Trust me, there are those that are listening. Trust and believe. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm okay, Carla.
Wonderful.
Carla, this Venezuelan problem in our country is a big issue, you know.
It is. Apparently, it's even bigger than I thought.
Carla, you know, the government, the prime minister and national security minister, you know what they may be sitting down and thinking to themselves?
What's that?
Is something wrong they do, you know? By opening your pot and your pan, open your doors. What happened now? Time to close it. We can't close it. You understand?
Yeah.
In the first place, it's too much of people here from Venezuela. We have an issue. We don't have a problem, but Clara, we have our own issue. And just now, we might have shortage of food here, you know?
Yeah.
By next year, so we would have a shortage because let me tell you something. It's
not
more than 100,000 Venezuelan here. It's not 60,000 and wherever you're talking about.
It's more than that.
Because, Carla, night and day, no matter how much you're sending back, they're coming back night and day in this country. And you know what? You know where's the whole problem here? This border is not protected and they are playing games with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the children protecting this border? Huh?
Mm.
That these people could come in, so why they go to other countries? Huh? The government need to get serious about the borders, you know, and need to start to pack these people and send them back anywhere you go. They're pregnant and they have little children back in. They come here and where they get his newborn baby from?
Hmm.
Where they get his newborn baby from? When we go to the hospital, we had to stand up in the corridor. We can't get some tablets. We can't get nothing. Our taxpayers' money, them living out there and we paying tax and them living here free, you know.
Yeah.
So come on, let the government do something about these things and start to pack them and put them back in the pirogue and send them back there.
That's a good point, caller.
Let the court cannot say what they want this Trinidad government to do. The magistrate and MSC, what's going on? Let the government, let your hands start to pack up these people, put them in the pirogue where they come in and carry them back there and drop them right here. Because we can't go in them country and do that, you know, putting up tents all by the wayside and selling. When we people put up tents on the wayside, they're breaking it down, you know.
Hmm.
You understand? I see in these selling, they put up big tents all on the highway by the bypass Pleasant Valley and selling shoes and clothes and all kind of things.
Yep.
We people can't do that. Yes, Pleasantville, right, Pleasantville, only bypass the big
tent.
You understand? So I am telling you, Mr. Rowley, get serious and do your duty as the Prime Minister. You have the say in this country. You have the say. And if you say you don't want them here, you have to pack them and send them back. Nobody could tell you, keep them here. Good morning and have a blessed day, Carla.
Thank you. Thank you, Carla. This issue is way bigger than I thought. So that's a major, major issue that a lot of persons are taking, they're concerned about. They believe that during COVID that the government could have handled this better. And Ms. Gentle, we are in a second wave. You see, once we close, we shut things down, and then we reopen it back up. And then we have a spike. We had a spike after election. That is where the second wave came in. So we are in a second wave. We're not in the first wave anymore. We are in the second wave.
We are.
That's how we evaluated. Yeah. 16 minutes after the hour 7, it's time now for tea. So tea at times can taste bland and boring, but don't worry, on Sky, there's always time for better tea. So here's a tea time tip to take your tea to the next level. Courtesy Sunshine Cereals Delight. You deliver on everything your cereal should too. Bring a little bit of sunshine with you. Get ready for more exciting and tasty tea. Adding grapefruit, oranges, lime or lemon works as a natural sweetener. Squeeze the citrus juice into your cup to add a tangy taste. Keep listening for more tea time tips on Sky, courtesy Sunshine Cereals Delight. You deliver on everything your cereal should too. Bring a little bit of sunshine with you. These tips, tea time, will get better with each one you try. Stay tuned.
Because we cannot go to their country. I watching Venezuelan way bigger than me. And the one who says to see all of them come over here, we're going to sink, we're going to surely sink. It's about the time the Prime Minister come out, walk about, and see all where it is, and send them back.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Overdoing it.
That is a very good idea.
Overdoing it. And yes, with these computers and laptops, and yes, it has some people in rural area, they ain't getting lights and things and whatnot. But if you see some of them parents maybe dressing and they go in the little party and thing, and they ain't studying, the children have to get a laptop or anything. Yes, everything, we still doing better than some other places what have this thing.
Mm.
I give hats up to that. We are still doing better than that. I will always say it, my sister say Trinidad doing real good. Real good we are doing. Carla, they ain't even get nothing as yet. And look at America, way bigger than us. And they ain't get anything as yet. Everybody just coming down and coming down and coming down. They need to come on down on them for these Venezuelans.
Hello,
good morning to you, Carla G.
Morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm good in Jesus' name. And I thank God for this day that he made for us. I thank him for the little sunshine that he gave us this few days. I thank him for living in the land of the living this morning. I thank him for my brothers and sisters. And I thank him for you on the air this morning and all your family and them who have life in the land of the living that God put us to live.
Amen.
But something I want to say to my Prime Minister this morning, Mr. Christopher Rowley, I love you. But I want you to remember that I am a PNM activist. I run for PNM. I know when PNM coming back. I know when PNM go lost. I put your day. This time you didn't know if you was coming back. But I didn't know you was coming back. I went down into prayer and fast to have you back here, because you did the first, when we get this virus, you did good. And who want to say you did bad on that part? I will give you the benefit of goodness, not the benefit of doubtness. But listen to me carefully this morning, our Prime Minister. Enough is enough. You did the first time only bring some people inside of here. When I see it was doing, I say, Dr. Rowley, you're going and put a nest on your head where you can't able to support. And what are you doing there? All you did console the people of Trinidad and Tobago? No, all you didn't do that. You and the Minister of National Security, he couldn't do it without your consent. And you couldn't do it without his consent. All you consent that with Maduro. Let Maduro take back his people over there. Prime Minister, close the border. Do not open it. Our family are abroad and they cannot come in. They're crying they cannot come in to spend Christmas with us.
Wow.
You are doing the part. We're on the second wave. We're on the second wave, Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. When the third wave comes, what will be your children, the godchildren position in Trinidad here and Tobago? Everybody talking about Venezuela children. I want to ask them this morning, did they talk about Trinidadian children? Did they talk about our children were born and grown in Islam? Did they speaking about them? Just no school had to open. Did they speaking about them? No, they speaking about the Venezuelan. Well, I want to tell all of them. I could put all them Venezuelan and them in a boat and burn them.
Oh,
because they're not good people. Because if they're good people, they would not leave to come here. Because they're sending the children and them as a babe. You understand? And the mother remaining over there and they're sending the children here. So when the children come here, they will know what they're going to say. My children here, my children come here, they take my children and they bring my children. When they come now, they have to stay again. This is the thing, Prime Minister, open your eyes. Your eyes are blind with a black cloth. Well, I take it out this morning and I put a white cloth on it. See, send them back. Stand up, Dr. Rowley, for Trinidad and Tobago people, because they stand for you as people, senior citizens, crying out. They can't go in the street to work because this Venezuelan and them are bringing in disease inside of here. We, so much of disease passed all over the world. Bad sickness. We didn't get none, you know. We didn't get none because God saving the children. But you bringing in these people and them coming in, they cannot come in without your consent, Minister of National Security, this morning. Put these people back. Otherwise, if you're not doing your work and you're failing to do the work for Trinidad and Tobago people, we will have to come out and match, you know. We will not take this. This is not a Venezuelan country. This is a Trinidad country. Look how much people getting robbed now in the church, and all people can't go to church. They're scared because the people and them thirsty, they want money. What about the men and them that down here with their children cannot get work to support their family? Prime Minister, to put food on the table for the Christmas, the hospital running out of medication, running out of food. Just sit down there on the throne, but you don't know. I'm begging you in the name of Jesus, send these people back, because you will sorry, you know. You're going to sorry. This is the voice of the people talking. All right. And as a senior citizen, I'm begging you, send these people back.
All right,
we love you. God love you. But do the things that the Lord Almighty God wants you to do this morning for his children. Because he's hearing us crying to him, you know. When you lie down in the bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up and I'm knocking on my father's door. But praise not all, you know. Praise to help us, to give us the strength to go through. But there's so much going on. So much going on, because we found with the people and them in Trinidad here, like, they get confused. Things is happening and it's never happening. Is this a party? Is this our young people going out there, bringing in the disease inside back to the home? Other people, Prime Minister, you have money to support people when everything thing. You'll have to close this country down, you know. You'll have to give it another close for everybody to stop and put your foot down. Chris Christopher Rowley, put your foot down, and Trinidad and Tobago, stand up for it. Everybody, stand up for it, because we're standing up for Jesus this morning. Not for the Venezuelan and them. Nobody know what they do in their country. This is what you're not finding out. You're bringing them inside. I remember we police officer, they're hitting them already. They're doing all kind of thing, you know. We've seen, you know. Do, and it's not plenty things covering up. There's many things only not bringing out on the air for the people to know. But send them back in the name of Jesus. I beg God this morning to take charge of this country. I don't care what no other people from Venezuela come on the air this morning and they're talking. They're only talking for them Venezuelan. I want to tell all of that. But they're only talking for all of Venezuelan. Talk for all Trinidadian too. We have little children inside of here. I have my grandchildren and all. You hear? Come and read. If all you want war, you will get war, you know, because we go war all the down with God. And all you have to go back in all the country where all you come from. Why are you running from it? Because all you know is bad, all you do over there. All you want to come here to sex me that. So, no way. All them people in our business, just now, let them encourage them. All of them go say, the government, and the government, and the government. All you talk to you right now, and send them back. Prime Minister, have a blessed day, you and your family. Send them back for me. Mr. Minister of National Security, send them back. Don't die. Trinidad and Tobago, I love you. Kala, I love you.
You're getting peace. Done about 3 times.
There is peace on this land. We want peace. We don't know who they are. We don't know who they are. They could be the crisis of the war of the Jerusalem people. You understand? Jerusalem are good people, but them is not no good people. Bye-bye, darling. Have a blessing. We told you peace.
Agatha, I ring the bell about 4 times. You know, I don't really like to cut off people, right? But look how long you talk. And it's how people want to get in. Morning.
Lynette again.
Yes, Lynette.
As Christians, we have to be very careful of what we do and what we say, no matter how angry we are. Right? The statement that the caller just who hung up here a while ago, I rebuke it and bind it 7 times 7 in Jesus' name.
Right.
The part about burning, that is not
I was going to address
God.
That.
God is, he has ears, he sees, and he hears everything. Regardless of how upset we are, let us be very careful as Christians in the way how we dispatch our words.
All right.
So the part about burn them, oh God, I rebuke it and bind it in Jesus' name.
All right,
and by the blood of Jesus.
All have
yourself a blessed day. Bye-bye. I'm heading out to work. Bye-bye.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Guys, welcome back to the program. It's just about 30 minutes after the hour of 7. You're listening to Your Voice, the Christian perspective. All right, so let me address that one time. I was going to address her. You guys would have noticed, you know, some of you guys are laughing at me. Ronald Mendoza, yes, I rang all sorts of bells, and she did not listen to any of them. And I've been doing that all morning for the persons that would like to go over 99.5 seconds. So please, people, it's Monday. Let's start it and keep it cute. And keep it Christian. All right, so Agatha, I know you're my girl, but that comment, remember, there are people listening in the maxis, in the taxis, all over Trinidad and Tobago, and Grenada, and the US, and the UK. That comment that you made with putting them on a boat and burning them, Agatha, Jesus don't like that, you know. And I put in it nicely. God would be vexed with you for saying something like that. And as Lynette said, I have to rebuke you this morning. You know you're my girl, but that can't fly with me. It can't. It just can't. It doesn't sit well with me. That comment comes across as hateful. And of a bigot nature. And in Christendom, we don't have room for that. Hello, good morning.
Caller, take my call. Listen to me. I don't mean to put them in a boat and burn them in. But this is the border. You cast the fire through the border. You the sea. You put something there and you're burning. You're making a line and you're burning them. So if in case they want to come over, they can't come over. And if they cross the fire, they will get burned. That is what I mean. I didn't mean to set a lighter boat and put them in the boat and burn them. I didn't mean that.
All right.
You know the border. You put like a mark
in other words, with fire. Yeah.
And okay. You light it then. So we mean to say.
So you want us to put a ring of.
We follow across the toll. We'll get burned.
Oh, so you want us to put a ring of fire around the borders.
Around we borders.
Interesting.
That is what I mean.
Interesting.
So if they come to it, they will get burned for themselves. Nobody is burning them.
All right.
That is what I mean. I didn't mean to put them in no boat and burn them.
Okay.
I am sorry because you didn't read my question.
No, we didn't read it. This is what you said.
You said you didn't read it.
You don't know
what
you,
I mean.
Agatha.
I understand.
Agatha.
I am human being, but you put a line. You put a line.
Okay.
You make Trinidad there, Tobago here.
All right.
Trinidad there, Tobago there. So I put a ring, a fire ring.
All righty. Thank you, darling.
You cross the ring. You can't cross the ring. Eh?
All right. Okay.
When a ring catching a fire, we can't cross it. Sorry, because I have to come back on the line to explain it to you.
All right.
This is what I mean.
All right. Okay.
Let me put a ring of fire.
Ring of fire. It. Yeah. All right.
This is me, Mark.
Okay. Baby, it's more than just a common
man. Good morning, Lady Carly G, and all the wonderful members of the Sky family. I want to give God thanks and praise for this wonderful day. Yes, wake up this morning, see a playing a new day. I want to say I'm going into this 0.14 Sky crew. Lady Carly G, I believe that the government has done a fantastic job so far with regards of handling the COVID this year. All the opposition, I believe, was doing earlier this year was opposing the government. Every time the government put things in place, they're opposing the government. Even the opposition leader, wanted the prime minister to open the borders. It may be more chaos here. People would have come into the country and that COVID-19 would have spread and would have been more chaos. The only problem I having right now is the borders. The borders are supposed to be under more lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
That these people them cannot have come in. So kudos to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for what they have done so far, and God bless them. The prime minister have helped the neighboring country Venezuela. He have opened his hand to them, and I believe that God going to bless this nation because Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. So kudos to the government, the Ministry of Health, all the chief medical doctor, God bless all of them for a good job they have been done so far. Pastor Bernard, point 14.
Pastor Bernard, thank you so much.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Hello, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Morning, Ms. Kalaji.
Morning, sir.
I want to commend Ms. Akuva and give him a special welcome back.
All righty.
From me and the rest of the Sky family, welcome back, Ms. Akuva.
Would one day walk on water, Mary, did you know that he...
Just got your CXC results. Let's see. TS College take you to the next level. Now you can complete the following program online at CTS College. A business degree in just 2 years, an information technology degree in just 2 years. Not ready for such a big step? Then consider one of our 40 professional development courses to enhance your employability. CTS College also offers a private secondary school, which is ideal for persons seeking to repeat their CSEC passes. Register now for one or of our many options. Call 671-2551 or email study@ctscollege.com. CTS College, where education is beyond academics. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, College.
Good morning, sir.
God bless each and everyone.
Yeah, it's just College, not Sister College.
That's it. Lady College.
Oh, Lady College. Yes, beautiful.
Good morning. God's blessing to each and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This is Pity Valley.
Yes, Pity Valley.
Okay. God's blessing to each and everyone. Thank God for life. Thank you for His grace, His love, His mercy, His forgiveness. Thank you for His everlasting words and everything. That lady that talked just now, the water in my eyes, because the remarks she used, this is song too funny. Because when I look at the people in Venezuela, you have to consider them as a neighbor. And the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Where is our Trinidadian and Tobagonian love gone? I look and I see videos of people in Venezuela, how they're suffering, not even food to eat. People live in a little 10-by-10 room with toilet, bath, everything in one. I mean, what will become of us?
Not the whole of Venezuela, eh?
They're part.
Just like how in our rural areas, we have people who are living, you know, low income, in shacks and so on. It's the same thing. They're coming from a rural area.
Yeah, but that isn't to say that we have to get on in this manner.
No, I disagree with that. I disagree with that as well.
But I mean, the borders is not properly secured and thing. And you understand that the people just finding ways and means are coming in because things pressure. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we
So in other words, because the issue is really today, I mean, so you agree with all the strategies that have been put in place by this present administration? You're pleased with the job that they've done? You believe that they would have been the better party? Of course, they are the better party to govern during this pandemic. Yes? You're pleased with everything?
Yeah, well, whatever the ruling party do right now, I see I can't be pleased with everything. It has some things I might be pleased about. But we can then really tell the government what to do and how to do things. We just have to be satisfied with it. And if we're not satisfied, we have a voice to come out and talk about. We have a right to come out and talk about it. Because when you go back to the blimp and the other boats, what deceased Prime Minister Marin had here, remember the opposition at one time some years ago, they sold them. You understand? Because like they didn't care nothing about the border, but now it come back to haunt them. You understand? And the government just Trinidad and Tobago doing a good job right now. I don't know if the UNC was in power, what them will have done. Because naturally, to tell you the truth, them want to wipe out the PNM people clean off the face of the earth. And them only want to be in power. So I don't know much about them. They're not even given a helping hand with the ruling party to say, well, help in any way. They're just keeping everything dumb, them don't care nothing. Right? And people in Trinidad and Tobago ought to show much love to the neighboring country.
All righty. Thank you. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla G.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I say a special good morning to you and your family. Special good morning to the Sky family. My contribution is I think the ruling government has done well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for everybody to see, because the world had congratulated the Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister for how he handled things. But yes, we know after the election there was another wave of it.
Right, and we've now been put on a high risk list for a year. We have been put on a travel advisory.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's because of the carelessness of people. Now,
the carelessness of people in what aspect?
Okay, let me tell you something. In San Fernando,
mm-hmm.
where I live, people is not wearing the mask as it's supposed to. They wear the mask under their chin, and when they see a police car, they pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you see sometimes they sit down by the bar, or they're standing in the road in front of a bar, and they have no mask on, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And, talk about the Venezuelans. I don't have no beef with them, you know, because everybody wants to eat and drink, huh?
Sky 99.5 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. Hour number three of Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. Ay, Dios mío, por favor.
Oh, it is Christmas Day.
Listen. Somebody says the Trinidad men are happy for the women to come here. That, what? Just now, let me read it from the beginning. But I mean, okay, right. So that us, the point, stop the migration. Now it's out of hand, and that's not the point. That is not the point. Stop the migration. Now it's out of hand. I think she was responding to some, and then she said, Trinidad men are happy for the Venezuelan women to come here. No, and then she says, no, never. And I hate it too. I was working since I was 16 years. Okay, so she's responding to what I said, which is, I have been working since that age too, 16, and I got into radio when I was 18. So yeah, summer jobs when school closed. We can't think of our people. We cannot think of our people first. We want jobs for our children. Mm-hmm. The AC in here is too cold, guys. It's too cold. Right. Good morning, Carla G, your family, my Sky family, my MPC family, Trinidad and Tobago and the world at large. Carla, it is such an honor and privilege to wake up to say good morning, world. How are you? Leaving for my morning walk. Blessed day to everyone. Much love, Megan, Timothy, Mr. Santa Cruz, Mark Corridor. Blessing. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the program. It's Your Voice, the Christian Perspective. We're talking about competency. Who would have been the better government to manage this country during COVID? Are you pleased with the present administration? And if so, say why.
Yeah, hello, morning.
Morning, sir.
No, as I said, is that we cannot see what the other party would have done.
Oh, yeah.
This party is right for the time.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying, I heard a lot of the calling in that time. They're saying that, oh, Jesus said to give and help. Yes, he said that.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
I used that scripture just last night.
No, let me show you something. If you have food for your family, let's say five of you all, from this Sunday to next Sunday, there's no Monday food will come and you'll get to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you eat out all the food, by now and Sunday, every one of your family will die today, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you have your food, and two people come, and then maybe have two people or so, I no problem, you can speak out some from yours and give everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take that food up for five from now until Sunday, and 10 people come and they share it all the one day, you know what happened? They will die by Sunday, and you will die by Sunday. You have to use wisdom, whatever you do. Just give away everything the call God to give. Yeah, you have to use wisdom, and everything they're doing, and that was how I see now. We allow some to come in, a few thousands, and some came again. If you allow 2, 3, 4, 5 million people to come out of Venezuela to the city, what happened now? We got 2 children have no food at all because they come in and they buy the food and they send it out of the country and then they eat what they have there too. And people not understanding that whatever you have, if you play the food, they're lost all and you will die and they will die too. So you have to be wise in concept. Okay? Have a good day.
Thank you. Hello, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, good morning, Carla. Morning, you know what I just want to say? With the Venezuelans.
Mm-hmm.
I am a descendant of Venezuelans, but that is the time they came for another reason. But Saturday night I was in Aruca. And it looks so suspicious. One set of Venezuelans on a wall. I'm standing up against a wall. And men only coming and packing up. So it looks so suspicious. And a lot of them come down here. It could be prostitution.
Yep. That's what's going on. But that's been going on for years, Zokola. A lot. I know some. I have friends. I have some friends.
Dress.
Mm-hmm. It's been going on for years.
And how they look and how everything looks. It looks just like that.
Yeah.
I just called to say that.
All right, darling.
Look into that.
Buenos dias. Have a good morning. Listen, that's been happening for years. But you know what somebody said to me? That they have no issue with them coming, but come the right way. That's my friend in the UK. She has no issue with them coming, but come through the airport. And she says, our borders are closed as far as she's concerned. She got exemption to leave to go to the UK. So she left during COVID. But she says she hope when it's time for her to come back home, that she could come back home. Because she said people coming in and having a time. Undetected, not quarantined, getting into cars and driving where and going wherever. Because a lot of people, there are a lot of, not just Venezuelans, you know. There are a lot of Cuban, Colombians, and Venezuelans in Trinidad. But the Cubans and the Colombians would have come via plane. Venezuelans, they come via boat because they're close. But there are many other people of from other countries like Guyana, Nigeria, Pakistan. Where else? Ghana. Where else? We have people from all over the world here. Chinese. Like a lot. But they come here, they work, and then they go back home. Especially the Chinese. They come here for a time. They're on a contract. They work for a particular time and then they leave. If they settle, I know a few of my friends who are Chinese. They kind of stayed here for a while, settled, made business, and then they left. They didn't stay here. They went to Canada or to the US or wherever they were heading. And like I said, I have no issue. Let me say that again. Let me say it again. I have no issue with them coming here. But my issue is, can we sustain it economically? That is my issue.
Mr. TM, watch that belly.
And yes, when people say, you know, we have to have a heart and we have to do this, we have to do that. Guys, we've been doing it for a very long time, even before COVID. I remember one day my kids came home from school and they said, Mommy, we have a new child in class. And he's not from here. I said, where's he from? Venezuela. And he speaks Spanish, Mommy. So it's been happening like forever, guys. It's just now, during COVID, it's becoming an issue. Because why? More persons are coming. And we have an issue. Let me give you my issue with jobs. No, my son right now, I tell you guys, he walked the whole. My house is close to the industrial estate, the Omera industrial estate, very close. Like the next street is factories, right? That's how close my house is. Close to the university, right? Good. So he walked that entire area after he got laid off as a chef. And he said, Mommy, I'm willing to do anything. So go on walking all over. Go on all over Rima. No jobs. And guess what? He said, Mommy, almost every place. No, he has no issue with them, you know. The young man said, gosh, boy, Mommy, look at that Spanish thing. So he has no issue with it either. You're laughing, but you know, he's young. He's 24, right? And he looked at him and he said, but Mommy, everywhere he go, they had jobs. And he has none. So that's my issue. Economically, we have to look out for our children now. Because moving forward during COVID, we have to make sure that our country could still stand after this. Yeah? what I like the caller who said CARICOM, even though we may not have agreed on everything, I may not have agreed with everything he said, I like what he said, where CARICOM needs to come together, collectively, and come up with a plan or a strategy to assist neighboring Venezuela. Because how long is it going to continue like this? And Maduro needs to have that talks soon with Dr. Rowley. He needs to have that as soon as possible. Because the situation is garnering international concern. Now we're being looked at as the bad guy, when all the time we were the good guys. Yeah. This at present administration has been nothing but accommodating towards them. And he said it. Our prime minister said it. He said nobody else, nobody in CARICOM, nobody else has done more for Venezuela. Of course, a lot of people have, we've been hearing a lot of conspiracy theories about the oil and this and that. We'll wait to see. Let's just leave it at that. We'll wait and see how things progress. Someone says, they agreed. That's also their concern. Economically, how long are we going to sustain this? No issues, but do it the right way by not coming through the back door, but the front door. Thank you, Stacey. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? The landlords are the ones that are benefiting from this because they need places to live. Yeah. So they're getting their rent paid. Of course, they kind of pack themselves into their houses. But regardless of the fact, the landlords are still getting their money. And, you know, they've jokingly said, no, not jokingly. They seriously said, little girls don't like to pay rent. Oh, Lord. What a time. What a time. 17 minutes after the hour of 8, we're inside my third and final hour here. It's Your Voice of Christian Perspective. We're asking you the questions this morning. Who is the better choice to manage the country during COVID-19 pandemic and why? Who would have managed it better? Now, a lot of you have said you can't judge the UNC because, I mean, they have never been in power during a pandemic.
Virus going wrong like crazy.
We're wondering if it would have been the same. But based on the utterances of the opposition, I don't know if they would have handled it better. I really don't know. Socially, maybe. I don't know if economically they would have been able to. And that is the most important thing. Economics is number one. Right? A lot of people took issue with the amount of money that was spent. And then a lot of people they're still disgruntled over the fact that a lot of persons have not received their COVID relief grants. A lot of persons are still saying, and if that is the case, my darling Trinidad and Tobago, please go to your nearest social development office or go to your nearest NIB office and check them out and find out what's going on with my check. And there's another lady that brought us, probably somebody could shed some light on this to me. So this lady that I know, husband passed on. Apparently, and maybe Denise, you could shed some light on this for me. Not wanting to deviate from the topic, but I need to find out this. If somebody was not receiving their pension and somehow there was a mix-up in the NIS office and they said they thought he was dead, right? And upon finding out he was dead, they issued a check and they sent the check. So the check was sent, already issued, but passed away before he could get to sign the check. Is that check still valid? And should that check now go to the family? I want to find out that. Anybody listening from NIB can call me up or text me and let me know. Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Morning.
You know what you just said there? If he passed before he was able to sign the check, I think they'll have to do letters of administration. That's a good legal thing. And the person who was in the the person who is entitled to his estate will have to sign that.
Letters of administration?
It's possible, yeah. Well, I think because, you know, he's no longer alive there, so whatever his will, or if he doesn't have a will, letter of administration, whatever it states, whoever, if it's his wife or whoever else, will have to apply. I think it has to be a legal route.
It has to go a legal route.
From a layman perspective, I think that is what will happen.
All right.
Yes, concerning the how the government has handled the issuing of the checks and so on to the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it might have been taken longer because maybe some people apply and they're not entitled to, or they apply for the wrong thing. They didn't fill out the form properly.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. You know, things have to go back for checking and processing and all that, checking and things like that. Because, you know, some of us Trinidadians could be tricky, eh?
That was an issue. That was an issue.
And things like that, or maybe some of the public servants too were not working every day, and things were, because of the COVID, things were in a kind of chaotic state. But by now, you know, once things are in order, I believe whoever didn't get it, once they're, if they're extenuating circumstances that need to be sorted out. Once they are sorted out, I think they will get it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Got you. Thank you. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you for your contribution. and 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. What could they have done differently, though? That's the question I'm asking you in this hour. What are some of the things that you believe this present administration, we're throwing the whole idea of whether or not the UNC or PNM may have done better. What we're asking you aside from the Venezuelan issue, what else could they have done better?
Let's all come.
That's what I want to find out from you. Public consultation is so important. There's a lack of public consultation across the board in all aspects. So I want to hear from you. This is your avenue. What could they have done differently? Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Carlo.
Morning, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Diamond Field. I'm good. Carlo, what I think the government needs to do different from all previous governments, start enforcing the public service regulations.
Okay.
That's the only way things will change in government offices. It is time, because you cannot tell me workers need to reach the work a certain time, leave a certain time, and it has been, as they say, the beat goes on. Supervisor after supervisor comes in and they meet it. I remember working in a ministry and a situation going on, and when people called on the AO to, why I must be the one to bell the cat? Supervisors are being paid to supervise their staff. A minister or PS can't know what's going on. You are the one to deal with your staff. And I always ask the question, how come this don't happen in the public sector, in the private sector?
No, because
you can. I tell you, I experienced going to pay insurance premium at Tattle, and I parked my car in front there, ran up the steps, and as I went through the door, it was 4:25, Carla. And when I rush in, the security right there in sitting down in the reception area there, and I said, the cashier is still open? And he said, he looked at his watch, he said, ma'am, you have 5 minutes again.
Wow.
Carla, I was blown away. And that was the 30th of August, the day before the holiday. You think you could go in any government? A friend of mine. Don't put God out your thoughts and go in a government. I know they will get upset, but it's a fact. Go in a government office the day before a holiday, after lunch? Carla, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You going in there at 2:30 and listen, let me tell you, they need to start dealing with that. The supervisors need to start supervising.
Yeah.
Because some of the same workers, because you do it because you can get away with it, go to private sector to work and they fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
a guy left by us went to work in a certain private sector, and he told me, you dare not leave. You work from 8 to 4:30. He said, you dare not leave, not even 5 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
The supervisor said, you are being paid from 8 to 4:30. You ain't doing anything. You still need to stay there because they can call at you at any time to do something. Nothing they got to tell you. Don't make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And go in any government office a day before holiday. You got to be kidding me. So this is it. They need to start doing their jobs. Supervisors need to start supervising. This thing about union and union. Once you work within the regulation, the public service regulation, the union could rant. Watson Jew could rant. He could misbehave. You work within the perimeter of your regulation. That's all. That is all.
All right.
I don't understand it. Why this thing just going on and on. You're going all of justice. You can't get your probate. The person living south, they gone to the washroom 2:30. You better believe it. They're not coming back by your desk. That's what I told the guy one day. Telling me she gone to the washroom. I say, really? I say, oh, you mean she left? And I say, okay, I paid to the test and I sat there, Carla. I sat there just to prove my point. The people watching me and I sat down. I could have left. I stayed there and she never returned. That is the norm. And nobody, your supervisor, you and it had people sitting in the, because you take a number and you sit and you wait. People sitting waiting. So your supervisor, she is not seeing people sitting there. And you bust it at 2:30 and go into the washroom. Yes, you could go to the washroom and come back, but you're supposed to work till 3. Carla, it got to stop. Somebody has to bail the cat. You need to do it. I'm hearing the Minister of Public Utilities saying, oh, and he wants to see if he could. I wish him all the best at Wassel, Carla. Mm. I wish him all the best.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Thank you, darling. Hello, good morning.
Hi, blessed appearing. Hi, good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Hold your question.
Uh-huh.
I just only want to say that, you know, you wanted to compare the both parties that would have done a better job.
Mm-hmm.
However, in my own opinion, like a sheet. It's like a sheet covering something and making some suspicion what is under there. But to the end of the day, Carla, I think that the government of itself, the government of today, have really tried before the election. Because it's very alarming to see that we had 8 deaths during the election time.
Mm-hmm.
And just then, today we is 120 deaths. You know, this is very alarming. Second to that, there was a point in time that people have to quarantine. Then, just then after election, you can quarantine home. And some of the people with that sickness, the COVID, when you send them there, they go around the street and the linemen. But yet for all, to differentiate, why we would say another, that this one lineman here and that one lineman and the buyer opener and the... when we look at the kind of debt that we have since after election, most people who die out of COVID is old people.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that, like me, that have to be very careful with myself and what I find myself, which I have to take out the beam out of my eyes before I take out the log of somebody else's eyes. But answering your question, whether it would have been UNC, whether it's this government have tried up to a certain point, as a sister said earlier, the first phase they did well. My hottie friend, Angie. But to the end of the day, something went wrong. Something is totally wrong. And let us stop blaming about the beach and the bus and the bar and the... It's something to do with the elders. And then you're hearing that they die out of COVID alone. COVID and other examples of sickness. So that means they might have high blood pressure or something like that. You know, and these are the people that we have to pray for, the nurses and the doctors and these type of people. But to the end of the day, I Bonpan can't tell Potty Bambam Black. Definitely it's not making sense. I think we are putting some more stress on ourselves, and all I want from this government is to get the ministers and the councillors to work together, because today is 12 days I don't have no water. Can I just see what I have to be with now? I've been outside yesterday morning around 4 o'clock to get some water. This morning is the same thing. And it seems to me that it's so wrong, because too often times we, the people of the country, the citizens of the country, that's why I say not what our country could do for us, but what we can do for our country. Don't mind Mr. Rowley, said the box stop with him. But at the same time, he can go out there every day. And I mean, sometimes he had to careful with him more, because people quickly take up the negative. But it's for our own good. And definitely, I'm telling you, Kala, I am not differentiating whether who would have come and do better. We might have less Venezuelan coming in and more American and Canadian as the opposition wanted. But to the end of the day, we're not sure if it was for votes. So we have to get it a little straight, and everybody does be hungry. And this is the time in the last days, nation rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. People are suffering and some have to pay the price. Bless you and have a wonderful day. To all my Sky family, love you.
Thank you very much.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Yes, Carla, good morning again. I'm calling the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Would I call just ask if you can beg water for us, please? From Cookie right up to Taradale, no water. And some of us tanks are dry. So could you plead with the water for us, please?
Not a problem, my love.
Water.
Not a problem. Cookie to what area?
To Taradale.
Taradale. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll let them know. To my friends at WASA, Water and Sewerage Authority, from Cookie to Taradale. They need water ASAP. Please. I don't know if maintenance work is still ongoing at the plant, the cell plant. I know there were some days that I think that's over and done with, right? But days now without water, unacceptable, especially around this time. We need, especially at this time, and I mean not Christmas time, I mean pandemic time, we need to have water. 625-2759, 624, the lines were blazing and then it went, all right, silent. Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning, sir.
You know, our government was among the first to shut down the border crossing, even before the World Health Organization declared a pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that was good. They get kudos for that, right? And sometimes, in making the contribution, I know you say you must call where you're calling from and your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you want to remain unknown. Because,
but you call how many times? You call how many times for the morning?
No, this is my first.
Oh, this is your first call? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, everybody will criticize the government at times, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have done a very good job.
All right.
You know?
Good.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, love.
Hi, yes. I'm calling from Cane Farm.
Hi, Cane Farm.
I want to make a contribution.
Not a problem.
I'm looking at the Venezuela situation with Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at it, we are actually being colonized.
We're being colonized?
In terms of the large number of people coming in. But we are being colonized in the form of Helen of Troy.
That is really... Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wow.
In the form of Helen of Troy. So
yeah. And if you all know the story of Helen of Troy, you all would understand... what she's talking about. Please explain to them, for those persons who don't know the story of Helen of Troy.
Well, Helen of Troy, they brought in a wooden horse that was supposed to be a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But inside the wooden horse, they had soldiers hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And in the night while they were sleeping, the soldiers came out.
Never heard it explained.
Right?
This. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And destroyed the city.
Entire city. Flattened.
Yeah. But the thing is, what I'm looking at is, if you have a cup of milk and you keep pouring water, soon you'll have more water than milk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still in the generation where we should remember Rwanda.
Mm. Oh,
what
boy.
Happened in Rwanda when ethnic cleansing came into effect.
Wow.
Ooh. And the thing is, what people not realizing is that if you look back at some of the history in Venezuela, where they actually brought in people of lighter skin to try to whitewash their country.
Yeah, they did. And you see, people don't know all those things, eh? They don't know. Persons who have lived there and grew up there and moved from there because of that same issue of racism, that level of racism, they don't know.
Because the fact remains, if this keeps happening, we will soon be outnumbered.
I don't know. We strong.
Listen, I'm not talking about just this generation. Eh? I'm talking about what happened.
Yeah.
Because remember, if, let's say, we are multiplying as Trinidadians by, let's say, by two children per person or one child per family household, and they are multiplying at the rate of five or six, we're talking the next generation will not look like anything like what we have right now, including the language.
It will look like my grandson then.
Yes. I'm not opposed to mix. I'm not opposed to mix that.
Yeah.
I am not racist in any form of fashion.
Neither am I.
We have to be very careful. While you're lending a helping hand, you can't take the food out of your children's mouth and hand to the neighbor.
True.
You understand? You have to make sure that your children fed while helping the neighbor. And if you don't have enough food to feed the children, you can't take the whole pot and hand it out.
All right.
That's my contribution.
Thank you so much, caller. I enjoyed your contribution. Don't be a stranger. What's your name, by the way?
I am Judy.
Judy.
Yes.
Not from Gasparillo.
No, Cane Farm.
Cane Farm, right. That's Judy from Cane Farm. Thank you so much, Judy.
Bye.
Welcome to the program. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm calling from Maraval.
Hi, Maraval.
Yes. My concern with the handling of the COVID, I found the government was very good in there, and the way they have handled very, very professionally and so on.
Mm-hmm.
What my concern was, in fact, I was worried about the money they were handing out. I was wondering where they get any money. They said we're borrowing and stuff.
Yeah,
because some of the people they gave, I'm sorry to say, I wasn't giving them any because they don't pay tax. But there's taxis and all them people who ball in. And what I don't agree with right now is giving those people the bars. I'm sorry, they could close all the bars forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are the things I really don't agree with. But a lot of people I know got my help with the things that they gave out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people keep saying people didn't get, but I want to hear people get. I'm somebody who I heard got and said, wait, how did they get? They weren't really qualified. But a lot of people got.
Yeah.
So people can't keep saying that. But what the issue is, people have not been really obeying the regulations. Everybody said, and what they said is true, they haven't been. Just recently, I went to the grocery and the man, a tall man, stand by the door and the thing around his nose exposed. No, by his chin, that's what I noticed. Because he big cough as I passed. And
oh
I turned around in shock. And this man stand up all there and coughing and the thing around his the chin. You know, so, he's not even concerned.
Not even concerned.
No, so the thing is, a lot of people are not following and saying that is what, and it is increasing. I don't know if people realize it, because I keep following the statistics, it's increasing.
Yeah.
But what I would only like them to do really is to really see the ages, because people, it don't make an impact on the people. It's sounding like an elderly, don't make an impact. Either say that, like Jamaican, or say that 49-year-old person, or 30-something, it might make a better impact. We don't want to be names and stuff like that, but even see the ages. Because people sound like, they come like nameless thing when they keep saying, elderly, not making any impact on people, you know. But the thing is, with the Venezuelans, we have to be like, I agree with Ms. Agata, though. I'm sorry, just accept the burden part, but I agree with her. Mm. I'm passionate what she said, I know what she's talking about. But the part what we have to realize, yes, we are Christians, and people say they're helping, yes, but you have to have, like, the power with 10 wives, the virgins, five wives, five are foolish. You cannot. All the oil done, you have to go and get oil somewhere else now.
Hmm.
There's so much people, how many thousands that we have helped, we can't help anymore. All things, people are not accepting that, you know. People think it's an endless supply. They're looking at the parts of the country that there are no people and think that is they have enough land. No, it's the infrastructure is the issue.
Yeah.
You know, and so the thing is, they have to stop. And they have to really seriously close the borders.
Yeah.
They have to. We can say what we want, and I'm afraid of the diseases part too, because we immunize on the British system. We continue that. For the time you're born again, immunized. They don't have that system.
Hmm.
And I keep seeing the papers where the doctors and so talking But we don't pay attention how malaria increasing, tuberculosis increasing, and we are watching it. Because right now we consider COVID, so we're not really seeing that. But I read it in the papers. They have been talking to the doctors in the South. So when things finish with COVID and we see the amount of other things we have, then people are going to start to... We cannot help anymore. The Maduro government has to take responsibility for the people.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marval.
Bye.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Carla.
Morning, Cheryl.
Yes. I want to say to Judy from Trin City, go to the head of the class, ma'am. You couldn't say it any better. I'm so glad she used the
Helen of Troy. I was like,
She used the analogy with Helen of Troy.
But that's what
was a very good comparison.
My longtime friend, that is exactly what he said. He said before the government was even thinking about allowing this entire process,
yeah.
He said, because he's had dealings with, he looks like them.
Oh,
and so okay. He's had a lot of dealings with Venezuelans, but he's Trinidadian born.
Yeah.
And he said to me, mm-hmm. He said, the minute we mistake that they would make is allowing them to come here.
Yeah.
Because he is fear like them, so he can get away.
Yeah.
But he said plainly, because he speaks fluent Spanish, he said, they do not like us.
Exactly.
And I was like, what? He said, they do not like us. And the minute that they get here, you're going to see. And he said, he used this term, they are bold-faced people.
Oh,
and I was like, what?
Carla, I told you before, I have cousins live over there. They look like Allison, you know. I remember Allison Hennessy, right?
Yeah.
They have that complexion, but the hair, they say the hair, once that hair is kinky, nada happening.
Yes.
Listen, my cousins and they are more qualified than me. University, masters, whatever. And can't get a job. It's store work, factory work, working in fast food restaurants. I say, wow. I say, what, girl, what you saying? I never forget one. She called me and she said, God, they see a what station? She said, I hear you on the radio. Oh, you could battle, call your government. So in them days, I think that is when Chavez did shut down her station.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Went for bad talking him. She said, I hear you. I heard you. What? Oh, you could say that. I said, girl, we have democracy. Once you're not derogatory and you're not defaming nobody's character. I said, but we have that freedom of speech. She was blown away.
Yeah.
Carla, have you noticed? You haven't seen any Venezuela black people, you know? I watched the 160 they was deporting. I couldn't see all from on the express picture. I haven't seen a black man yet.
Nope.
So none of the black people in Venezuela want to come across to on the boats. How come it's only the fair-skinned ones, Carla? Let me tell you, you see what Judy used as the comparison she used?
Yeah.
With the Helen of Troy, you know what Inspector is S.P. Alexander said last week? He and Marlon was having it out. And Inspector Alexander said, Marlon, I would not like to get a call from the person in charge of the Southern Division and tell me, we need some backup. 200 and how much men came ashore with
guns.
F.P. Alexander said that, girl. I mean, when that man said that, it opened my eyes more.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen of Troy. And we don't know. You see, as I said, we, the authorities, they are asleep. They take long. We are a country. We are not proactive. We are reactive. I remember in Sean Ishmael showed, he was on his program talking about gunning out hampers last year. And he said when he went down to Ikakas, he said, I'm telling all your police, all your immigration, you know, go down there. He said it's like a village in Ikakas.
But even the commissioner said when he went to visit the beach in Maracas, he thought it was Caracas.
Uh-huh.
He said he swear he was in Caracas.
And John Ishmael said it's tense. He said tense. He said, and it's deep it now, the immigration and the police down in the Southern Division, like they're not going in further in the forest. He said, well, you go further in.
Mm-hmm.
Tense, he said, I'm telling you all, it's like a village. And he said the same thing. He said, they could overthrow we if they want, you know.
Yeah.
Because they could come in the night, come in like Helen of Troy, come in with whatever they want. And the attack could take security minister and the commissioner of police, they will they watch all your back, you know?
Yeah, they will.
The commissioner said he will make sure there will not be another 90-90. He better be careful. It could be worse. Wow. God forbid.
Wow.
Watch our... and you see, you're getting information, and I ask the question, what do the TTPS do when they get CTC footage? You get all your sitting down and sleeping on it to make a movie?
Hmm.
All you get that in a serious country there that get down there?
Yeah.
But it's still alive. The village is getting bigger in the carcass. In Shun say tents into the forest.
All right.
I say... what they call the movie? London Has Fallen.
London Has Fallen.
Oh, you better watch it, you know. All right.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Reach home safe.
You too. That's the way I'm going to wrap it up for today. Yet another day on Your Voice of Christian Perspective. Lady Carla G saying much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing, only if God wills it. Same time, same place, same frequency. Sky 99.5 FM. Inspire, empower, so that you guys can testify of the goodness of God. Love you guys very much. Bye-bye. Lyndon Mahorn comes up next.
Sky 99.5 FM.